What did Lavelle Edwards mean to you personally and also that BYU football program?
Yeah, you know, we know that Lavelle was struggling the last 6 months, and I actually was driving down to Provo. I talked to his wife, Patty, yesterday and realized that this might happen and rushed into town, and now I'm finding out as I drive down that he's passed. So tough time for all of us. I think if you take some quick perspective, the number one quality that Coach had was a gift. I'm going to say it's from heaven, that he has the ability to look at you and get a sense of you and be able to have a vision for your future, to see things that you didn't see, to see potential in you that you didn't know about. And I think that he was able to give that to Trevor. Will tell you about it. We all experienced it through our and it was personal. It wasn't like a general idea that you're going to be a great player. It was personal to you. And I had many experiences as I played at BYU where he had to look at me in the eye and say, look, you're going to be great. I was like, are you sure, Coach? Because I don't feel like it right now. And he had an ability of he could see around the corner, and it was individual. And then the ultimate, you know, football is just so many, it's the ultimate people sport. And you have to have the people skills. He was the ultimate people skills. It was a gift. And I think that's why he had so many coaches come from his tree, because they saw what you needed to be, how you needed to act as a coach to really be great. You could be a tough taskmaster. You could be a great X's and O's guys, but you got to be great with people. And he was always the best. And he left, he was like Johnny Appleseed, just spreading seeds of goodwill and positivity. And another thing he did is he took a program that was not obscure, but the WAC was, you know, 1965 or 70 was not well known. And by the time he left that program, it's nationally recognized. Not many great coaches that took programs from obscurity to national prominence. And so if you name other great coaches in college, he's one of those rare guys that made that track, that did that. And in many ways a pioneer, and the effect it's had on BYU, and, you know, it's a singular effect. We're all going to spend the next few days and weeks just reveling in the experiences we had with Lavelle. Generations of BYU fans, you know, and everywhere, even at ESPN, I'll run into somebody that was coaching in college at that time that knew Lavelle, and everyone loved him. I mean, there was never anybody that didn't say, oh, how's Coach? How's he feeling? Give him my best. I mean, from Nike guys to ESPN guys to other coaches around his tree. I mean, everyone just wanted to know how. And so that's the legacy. And we're going to revel in that over the next days and weeks.